People care most about what is closest to them. Nothing is closer to people than the food they put into their mouths every day. Nowhere is closer to people than their own backyard or schoolyard or front boulevard. The growing gap between our immediate world and the distant worlds that feed us is starting to gnaw at people. They see pieces of their lives fraying, and they see how much of that disintegration is related to the food they eat or don't eat. They see the most primal element of personal survival put into the hands of underpaid foreign workers, a few large corporations, and distant mega farms, and processors dependent on diminishing supplies of cheap oil and water. North Americans' healthcare costs, their children's obesity, their own health, their insecurities about the future of oil, water, and soil, their uncertainties about climate change, and their anxieties over the loss of agricultural land are all related to accessing quality, affordable, nutritious food from reliable sources. The low-nutrient, low-quality junk food so many of us depend on is literally killing us. While the threats to our food supply in North America are trivial compared to the billion people elsewhere who go to sleep hungry every night, there are issues, and we must care about them. The full story on urban food systems can't be told without looking at the corporate farmers and big global flows of food from one continent to the other that are laced with subsidies, floating in oil, and driving smaller farmers into bankruptcy. International treaties, national policies, commodity traders, and the price of tractors will always determine a lot of what we eat and how much we pay for it. This book will touch on that, but it will look more at what can be done at the local level, ramping up urban and near-urban local food production and distributing it more effectively. That's where the passion is. That's where we feel the wonder and simplicity of growing. I just planted this seed in a pot on my balcony, and in 3 months, I grew all these tomatoes. What many are calling the food revolution is a groundswell of different actions that aims to take more control over the food that we eat. Bringing food production back into our cities and near urban areas is part of a larger, more widespread urge, sometimes unspoken, to take back more control of our lives. It's a craving identified more than 50 years ago by the architect Frank Lloyd Wright. Of all the underlying forces working toward emancipation of the city dweller, the most important is the gradual reawakening of the primitive instincts of the agrarian. And, as Matthew Crawford put it in his recent book, Shop Class as Soulcraft, the struggle for individual agency, I find to be at the very center of modern life, both as workers and as consumers. We feel we move in channels that have been projected from afar by vast impersonal forces. We worry that we are becoming stupider and begin to wonder if getting an adequate grasp on the world, intellectually, depends on getting a handle on it in some literal and active sense. Some people respond by learning to grow their own vegetables. Writ large, this is the backbone of the worldwide food sovereignty movement, an international campaign to ensure people can exercise their democratic right to control their own food. There are a lot of books written by people who know a lot more than I do about the world food situation, the health impacts of eating the wrong foods, water and fossil fuel shortages, and other mega trends. There are also a lot of books being written about how to grow your own vegetables, fruit, chickens, or bees in myriad small spaces. And there are even more celebrating local cuisine and recipes. What this book hopes to provide is advice to legislators, policymakers, school officials, community organizers, developers, planners, and health advocates about what they can do to improve access to healthy food for all the people they represent. What land use policies enable local food production? How do we zone cities to avoid food deserts? How can we make agriculture part of mainstream culture? Who's getting it right? Eating more locally sourced food definitely feels good. But how do we ground public policy in economic, social, and political sense, not just in emotion?